At best, the way I dress can be used as a means to self-express. But even then, it should never be used to judge me for your acceptance test. Because one day, you might see me in Tim's and a hoodie like one of them thugs you knew who would not stay in school. Another day, I'll be rocking a mariachi sombrero or a cowboy hat like one of them Spanish dudes. You might also see me wearing a Jamaican beanie with a tie on or a clip on with an attitude. Glasses, shades, or contacts, dress shirt, t-shirt, sweatpants, suits, or blue suede shoes. Yes, some people think they know all of what I have to say just by looking at the way that I dress. I've heard that clothes make the man, but I thought that man makes the clothes. But nevertheless, I adjust my thread count so that you are impressed. And I'm getting tired of submitting myself to this type of stress. I'd rather wear what I feel like, putting on my best clothes when I feel my worst, and putting on my worst clothes when I feel my best. But somehow I come to feel like you'd rather see me walking around town 24/7 wearing brand new shoes that never get ran down. Oh, and a sweater vest. As if this would make my words worth any more or any less. As if the words written in my book had anything to do with how I look today when I wrote it 2 years ago. And it was just this morning, a few hours ago, that I got up and decided how to dress. And still nobody has told me yet what difference I can make just by pointing to the name embroidered on my suit jacket lining. I've searched far and wide for an answer, but all the fashion experts hide when I ask them, what part of the heart are these materials defining? Honestly, I'd rather wear bummy clothes to my book signings. Maybe wear a few holes to my book signings. But then how many of you would buy me? How many of you would walk by me? Better yet, how many of you would even say hi to me? To get any response, I'd probably have to have a mirror sitting next to me, look into the mirror and reply, "Hi, me." And by the end of the day, I'd probably grow to dislike you and tell you to kiss my hiney. And instead of you and your situation being my first concern, I spend this poem and the next three poems trying to put it all behind me. And no matter how important my purpose or how life-saving my word is, I'd end up feeling worthless and tiny. Looking up into the sky, asking my Father God, why me? Wondering if you have the problem or if I had the problem, or is he just trying to try me? Pushing me to the point of losing my purpose. So when death comes, I just accept it and say, finally. And I'd probably request to be the worst dressed, curled up in a beat-up casket with no suit and no tie on so that you can love me for the memories and for what's inside of me, which happens to be the only part that is able to come to the sky with me. So as I'm finishing this thought, I can't help but wonder how many of you would be able to fly with me, the dress code of a fly guy.